T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Playboy founder Hugh Hefner has died. We've got the story.
Tyson considers Cloud County for building a new chicken plant. I'm Dan O'Neill.
President Trump outlines plan to reform the tax system. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Not only will we have some sunshine today, but a little bump in temperature as well. Our complete forecast is coming up.
A crash involving a motorcycle and another vehicle has hospitalized one person with serious injuries. It happened around 7:45 Wednesday night near Harry and Seneca. Additional information about the injured person or what led up to the accident were not immediately available.
Saline County commissioners are supporting an effort to bring a Tyson chicken plant to Cloud County and Concordia.
The commission this week signed a letter in support of the $300 million project. The Salina Journal reports the letter says the plant would benefit the entire region because Tyson will invest $100 million to help farmers and ranchers raise poultry. Tyson was planning to build the plant near Tonganoxie, but put those plans on hold after fierce opposition from nearby residents. On September 19th, the Leavenworth County Commission rescinded an offer for $500 million in industrial bonds for the plant because of the opposition. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Playboy founder Hugh Hefner has died at the age of 91.
Hugh Hefner founded Playboy in 1953 with its now famous nude photo of Marilyn Monroe.
The magazine from the beginning was intended to be a lifestyle magazine.
After his first marriage ended, Hefner led a swinger's lifestyle. But in 1989, he married Playmate of the Year Kimberly Conrad. The couple who had two children split in 98. And in 2012, at age 86, Hefner married his third wife, 26-year-old Crystal Harris. I once asked Hugh Hefner how he'd like to be remembered.
Did I have made some difference? Who had an awfully good time doing it?
Bill Deal, ABC News.
One person is dead and another injured after a massive rock slide in California from the granite face of El Capitan in Yosemite National Park. Climber Peter Zebrock witnessed the rock slide.
I saw a piece of rock, white granite, the size of an apartment building, at least 100 feet by 100 feet, suddenly just come peeling off the wall with no warning.
President Trump has outlined his plans to reform the tax system.
Will it succeed? That remains to be seen. But Bankrate's Washington Bureau Chief Mark Hamrick says one aspect of President Trump's tax reform plan can't be argued. It's ambitious.
It's been 3 decades since we've had significant income tax or tax reform, and that there's a reason for that. And many of those years were less politically divisive than the current era, as we all know.
But he's going to have to get it through Congress, where the plan will get pushback from Democrats. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A money crisis is emerging in Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria. The powerful storm has resulted in a near-total shutdown of the Puerto Rican economy that could last for weeks, and many people are running seriously low on cash and fear it will become even harder to survive on that storm-ravaged island. Banks are either closed on limited hours or short on cash, and many people can't go back to work. It's compounding what is already a difficult situation in Puerto Rico. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals finishing up the season with a homestand and doing pretty well so far. We'll have details and highlights coming up in sports.
University of Kansas is new home to a fossilized T-Rex. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 7:08. Mark, 7:08 right now. Steve and Ted of the morning, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday. The University of Kansas is now home to a Tyrannosaurus Rex fossilized skeleton thanks to a team who helped dig up the specimen and bring it to Lawrence. The Lawrence Journal World reports the crew spent the past four summers in Montana excavating the skeleton little by little. University paleontologist David Burnham says he and his crew have nicknamed the female dinosaur Lucy.
The Hutchinson School District is repurposing a former grocery store.
Hutchinson USD 308 is purchasing a former Dillon's grocery store to house its early childhood programs. The Board of Education Monday approved the $450,000 purchase of a store, which was closed in 2013 after Dillon's opened a marketplace store nearby. Interim Superintendent Gary Price said the purchase will allow them to combine pre-kindergarten programs in one location and possibly provide space for other district operations. Construction is expected to begin this spring, programs relocating there in the fall of 2019.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Lucky Kid.
A man in custody in Colorado being looked at for a possible connection to the double murder of two teens in Delphi, Indiana, earlier this year.
Indiana State Police confirms to ABC News that it's looking into a possible connection between the arrest of Daniel Nations in Colorado and the murders of Abigail Williams and Liberty German in Delphi, Indiana, back in February. A spokesperson says Nations was booked into jail for weapons possession and is a registered sex offender. Indiana State Police say Nations has a similar appearance to some of the composite sketches of their person of interest in the case, but stress they've received more than 1,000 photos of people who have similar appearances to the sketch. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Abigail Williams and Liberty German disappeared from a hiking trail February 13th. Their bodies were found a day later. KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Traffic volumes here in Wichita starting to pick up out there. We're starting to see some heavier traffic, so watch out for slowdowns. Of course, they have some changes in the construction at Kellogg and I-235. They closed down the Cloverleaf ramps out there. So watch out for slowdowns in that area. We've also got some slowdowns around the North Junction, 135, I-235, K-96. But traffic conditions otherwise pretty good so far this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
The KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
And good morning, Steve. How you doing, my friend?
It looks to me like, I'm going to go ahead and say it, I think autumn, fall has finally arrived. It sure feels like it.
It feels wonderful this morning, though. I don't know about you. Fall is my favorite season, flat out, bar none. It is wonderful this morning. Mid-50s to start off. I don't know if your viewers or listeners have had a chance to go out and see the sunrise this morning, but it is just epic. Great start to the morning and a nice day. We'll pick up some cloud cover, but mid-70s for highs, low humidity, light winds. I think you got to get out and enjoy. Go for a nice long run this afternoon.
That's a good idea. High temperature yesterday, only 70 degrees. Are you kidding me? Wow.
Yeah, but wasn't that great, though? I mean, it felt wonderful. The sun came out kind of late in the day yesterday, as anticipated, and it just was able to warm us right into the low 70s. Perfect fall weather for us.
All right, so we're at Thursday. That means, let me do the math, we're 2 days away from the weekend. How does it look?
I promise no math for this.
How does it look going into the weekend then, Leon?
Weekend's looking pretty good. We could have a couple of stray showers on Saturday, but when I say that, I don't want people to just put a big X mark over Saturday and say, well, it's a washout. You know, we'll pick up a couple of shower chances, but looks like today's going to be nice. Sunday looks wonderful. Temperatures over the weekend will be into the upper 70s, closing in on about 80 degrees. The numbers will be lovely. Again, the rain will be light. It's not going to be like a deluge like we had earlier this week. And no severe weather anticipated. So any showers we get would be beneficial and not long-lasting.
All right. So today's high, what, about 75, 76, someplace in there?
Bingo. 76 is what we're calling for, but I'll give you a 75. Why not?
All right. Why not? All right. Thank you, sir. That's great. KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Currently mostly cloudy, 55 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. One of the big news stories this morning has to do with some college basketball coaches who are in trouble for taking some bribes, it looks like. ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky is with us live from New York this morning talking about one of the biggest coaches of them all, Rick Pitino's in trouble. Good morning, Aaron. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks, Steve. He is on unpaid leave, effectively fired, his attorney said, and Rick Pitino is going to try and fight to clear his name. He hasn't officially been charged with anything or even accused of anything, but the school felt it needed to take the action it did, or else it would be tacitly condoning what they called criminal behavior. The allegation is that an Adidas executive worked with others to funnel $100,000 to a high school player to convince him to sign with Louisville. And for the school, it was one scandal too many.
Really? Now, Patino is not, I guess, because he's the boss man, he's the one who's going to have pay for this?
You know, and suspicions that maybe he knew what was going on or what. I mean, at the time the player committed to Louisville, Patino chalked it up to luck. But the way that the FBI makes it sound, luck had nothing to do with it, that Louisville was arranging a payment to the kid's family. Mm. And Louisville had already been accused in a prostitution scandal where women were paid to have sex with recruits and players. Mm. So it was already under NCAA probation. And it just became, for the school, I think, a little bit too much. And so it may well be the end for Rick Pitino.
You know, the other part of this is, if I'm an executive at Adidas and saying, holy mackerel, what are you guys doing to our brand here? This is not good news for the sporting good company Adidas, right?
Well, look, I think broadly the investigation reveals the corrupting influence of money on college athletics. I mean, sneaker deals are nothing new. Louisville has a 10-year deal with Adidas worth $160 million, and that's just the fifth largest in the country. UCLA and Under Armour have like a $250 million deal. I mean, there's big dollars at stake, and it's all about getting to high school players early so that when they turn pro and head into the NBA, there's already an arrangement that could potentially be worth millions.
Wow. Well, I do have a good personal friend who's close to one of the athletic programs here in Kansas, and says, we got this Nike swatch and this stuff, and we have to wear it game day on the sideline. So it's a big business.
It's a huge business, and the companies know it, the schools know it, and everyone worries now that they could be next as the FBI keeps their investigation open.
That sure doesn't look good for that Louisville program, though, does it?
Mm. Does not. Brian Bowen, the player in question who received the money, has already been kept from indefinitely kept from practices and games. A couple of recruits have decommitted from Louisville, and so that program is very much in jeopardy.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, reporting live on this. He says Rick Pitino is fired. I mean, they pretty much admit that he's going to be gone.
Yeah.
That's quite a deal.
Officially unpaid leave, but yeah, there it is.
We have, here at Entercom, just to take you behind the scenes a little bit, we are, every year, we have to look at the rules and laws involving what they call payola. I guess I'm okay talking about this on the radio. I mean, if somebody here is taking money to play a song, or, we don't do that. We don't play music, but that's illegal. And we have to make sure we're squeaky clean on that stuff. And this looks like some big money and some big bucks making a big influence on college sports. But like you said, it's not just the kids involved and the players and the coaches. It's everybody in the program they're raining money on them. It's a 7:16 now,
yeah,
Stephen.
You go back to the gambling scandals of the 50s, and there's always been
something.
There's always an element somewhere around trying to lead you off the pristine path.
Yeah. Well, our high temperature yesterday in Wichita, 70 degrees. What a beautiful day. Normal high, 77. Got a little sunshine late in the day there.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I don't know about you. On this date in 1953, you'll remember, Ted, the temperature in Wichita reached 103 degrees. This is the latest occurrence of a 100-degree reading in the city's history. 103
late
on
September 1953.
I don't remember it. I don't know. I was there, but I don't remember it. Okay. Coming up on 7:18, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And in sports news this morning, we talked about the scandal, but Ted's going to talk about what's going on the field and on the court. On the right, Ted, you got the playing, the ball games, right?
Yeah, the Kansas City Royals in action last night, taking on the Detroit Tigers up at Kauffman Stadium. Royals were down 3-0 in the third inning. but they would come back. In fact, they were still down at the seventh inning stretch, but they got a big hit from Paulo Orlando. You heard the game last night on KFH.
2-0 pitch. He swings and belts it high and deep, and that ball is gone! Home run, Paulo Orlando.
Where has he been all year?
Well, he's been in Omaha, pretty much.
Just
been in AAA. Yeah.
I'm trying to make a comeback.
Yeah, trying to earn himself some playing time.
Maybe they could have used him earlier.
Royals beat the Tigers 7-4 last night, completing the comeback. The Tigers are the bottom team in the league, and they are wanting this season to be over.
Yeah.
The Tigers have lost 9 in a row. They don't have much left in the tank. Back-to-back wins for the Royals over the Tigers. They'll go for the 3-game sweep tonight. Live coverage of the Royals and the Tigers at 6:30 tonight. You listen to it live on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Last game for the Royals this season against an American League opponent. Royals still have to win 3 of their last 4 to avoid a losing season. Big announcement for Shocker Athletics coming up today. There's going to be a statue made of men's basketball legend Dave Stallworth. They're going to unveil a replica of that statue this afternoon at 4 o'clock at a ceremony that will be presided over by Wichita State President John Bardo. It's going to be at the Coke Arena Champions Club inside there, and that is open to the public. If you'd like to go by at 4 o'clock and see that ceremony today. It'll also reveal where that statue will be located once it is constructed. Somewhere outside Coke Arena, you would imagine.
I think this is a great tribute to my all-time favorite basketball player out there.
Well, and there's so many people in Wichita that feel that way and that saw him play. And, of course, Dave just passed away earlier in the year. Yeah. And I think some of his former teammates, Muhammad Sharif and Bob Powers and some other guys kind of got together and said, we would really like to have some sort of permanent memorial for Dave Stallworth somewhere on that campus, hopefully near the basketball arena. And looks like they're going to get it done. They've already hired a sculptor from Arizona to do it. They're raising funds privately for this whole deal. If you'd like to contribute, Wichita State has set up a fund for the memorial, and people can contribute. It'll be a nice honor for Dave Stallworth. We've got a couple of Shocker birthdays today, too. Speaking of Shocker men's basketball, former Shocker Bush Wamakota is 24 today. Current Shocker Zach Brown is 22 today. So he will be on that team and leading the Shockers into a very interesting season. At sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. Coming up on Saturday, downtown Wichita, the Wichita Wagon Masters Downtown Chili Cook-Off.
Yes.
I've got free tasting kits to give away.
If you do.
Want to call me now at 869-1330, and we'll get you some tasting kits for the Chili Cook-Off on Saturday.
This is an historical day, Ted. On this date in 1892, the first nighttime football game took place in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, as teams from Mansfield State Normal and Wyoming Seminary played under electric lights.
Watch out when those two get together.
To a scoreless tie. The game was called after the first half due to hazardous conditions caused by inadequate illumination.
Yeah, well.
It also didn't help that a lighting pole was located in the middle of the field.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
That makes it tougher. All right. 7:21 with Steve and Ted. Time for a minute with Mitch. Brought to you by Rusty Eck Ford.
It's time for a minute with Mitch, as we take a moment to discuss football with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's brought to you by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
When the Chiefs signed running back and kick returner Akeem Hunt to team up with Chiefs rookie running back sensation Kareem Hunt, I was a little concerned about keeping them straight. Like a moth to the flame, I goofed it up in the
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.